This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. You probably noticed that President Obama won re-election last month and carried the state of Colorado. But did you know he hasn't actually been elected yet? That's because for things to be official, members of the Electoral College have to cast their votes. And Colorado's electors will physically do that Monday. Colorado College political science professor Tom Cronin will be among those nine Democrats.
Nine selected in both political parties because we have nine Electoral College votes because it's proportional to our delegation in Congress.
And so given that the president won in Colorado, it's the nine Democrats that will cast their votes?
The nine Democrats will convene on Monday, December 17th. And this is in statutory law going back to 1934. And earlier it's in the Constitution that states have the right to select their electors in whatever way they choose. And they'll convene at the state capitol, probably for a ceremonial lunch, and will formally cast Colorado's nine electoral votes for the incumbent president.
And what does that look like, the casting? Is there an actual piece of paper you're turning
in? I think there's a document that we have to all sign in the presence of the governor and perhaps the secretary of state, and then it gets forwarded on. Historically, it would have been just mailed to the Congress to be opened up on January 3rd. I suspect they move it on electronically these days, but I'm not sure. We'll have to see.
Right, the online Electoral College. So really, just to go back for a moment, there are actually 18 electors, but only nine get to do their jobs because only one candidate prevails.
And we shouldn't overlook, Ryan, the fact that there were seven or eight other parties on the ballot this year. The Green Party, the Libertarian Party, the American Constitution Party were entitled, presumably, to come up with their own electors, too.
Is this something you sought out? Did you want to be an elector?
I volunteered. I signed some form that came my way saying that I'd be willing to serve. And then later I was called and said, are you still willing to do it? Because not many people have indicated their willingness. So it was not something I really campaigned for, but it came my way. The irony in my case, Ryan, is that I think the Electoral College is in need of reform. There are five or six major flaws in the Electoral College, one of which is that there are faithless electors allowed. The other is that the loser can be the winner, and it also discourages voter turnout. If you're a member of the minority party in Utah or New Jersey, you have no incentive to vote. And also, we know Colorado benefits from this, but we know that presidential candidates give disproportionate interest and attention to the swing states, the battleground states. There's something blatantly unfair about that. So there are five or six serious flaws to the Electoral College that if we were in our right mind or rewriting the Constitution, we would never concoct an institution like the Electoral College. So here, I've written myself various places over the course of my career about reforming it or alternatives to the Electoral College or just sheer outright abolishing it. And here I am, a member of the Electoral College, at least for one day. There's some irony involved in that.
I don't want to turn this into a debate of the Electoral College, but one argument to keeping it is that when there's a close election, if you don't have the Electoral College, there could be 50 Floridas.
Right.
That the Electoral College focuses our attention on a state or two in very, very close elections.
That's true, and presumably there could be a recount there. That points up a whole another area, and that is it's fascinating that a technologically sophisticated country like ours still can't get it right in terms of voting. But Florida was a mess once again. You have a point on that, but the larger point is we should be able to get election systems right, particularly with mail-in ballots, which is the way we're all going. We'll probably be voting electronically sometime in the future. So the disabilities and liabilities of Electoral College far outweigh the alternative points of view, my judgment.
This is the first time you've been an elector?
Correct. I've been a delegate to four or five national conventions, and I've been an activist in my party. But this is the first time I've been honored to be an elector representing the Centennial State.
Will you do it again?
I'm available.
The fact is, you could go to this lunch and you could deliver your vote for Mitt Romney if you wanted.
Or Ron Paul or somebody
else. Right.
And in fact, a friend of mine who studies faithless electors in Ohio, who's written a book on this, got wind of the fact that several Romney electors in some states, perhaps in Minnesota or elsewhere, were quite unsure whether they were going to, if he won their state, whether they were going to be true to the Romney candidacy. I think they're Ron Paul sympathizers, in fact. So that's one of the strange aspects, sideshows, if you will, of the Electoral College.
Will you deliver your vote for Barack Obama?
I intend to.
Thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Tom Cronin is a Democratic elector and professor of political science at Colorado College. He'll cast his electoral vote for Barack Obama on Monday.